So I'll just be reading from inside the service sheet, one from the Gospel of Matthew and one from the Gospel of Luke. So, starting from verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And in Luke, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
So, how do you think you went with that quiz? Have you got it there in front of you? We're going to go through the answers now and you have to score yourself. It's an honesty system. We'll see who got 4 out of 4. All right, first of all, Christmas is all about the birth of Santa. True? Did anyone think that was true? Excellent. We're off to a good start. Give yourself a tick for that one. That's 1 out of 1. You're doing really well. Okay. The next one was that Jesus was born in a stable. True? Or false? Some people, the people who are saying false are yelling out much louder than they seem more confident. Now, I did say, yes, if we don't know, then let's call it false for now. You know, we don't know. Susie brought this to my attention only a couple of weeks ago. She said, you know, it doesn't say, well, Mark's gospel just starts with Jesus as a grown-up. John's gospel has a very unusual account of Jesus becoming a man, doesn't actually talk about tell the story of his birth. And so all we've got is Matthew's gospel, which we read, and Luke's gospel. Now, there's more than we read. There's the visit of the wise men in Matthew's gospel. There's the visit of the shepherds in Luke's gospel. But what we read there is all that we have about the actual birth of Jesus. Does it mention the word stable? No, interesting. Why do we think he was born in a stable? Amos? Right, because a manger, we're told he was laid in a manger, and that's a food tray for animals. And so we assume, well, that's going to be in a stable. The thing is, back then, lots of people lived with their animals. I know you might feel like you live with some animals sometimes, but and you might feel like laying the food out in a trough. But back then, it was literal. They kept some of the animals, because they were precious, in the house with them, especially at night time. And to provide warmth in the house as well. So it's possible, we don't know, that Jesus was born in a house and not a stable. We're not sure. By the way, he was laid in a manger. So, but we're going to go with false for that. Sorry, if you put true, we're going to go with false for that one. All right, now Mary and Joseph, we all know that story. They rode to Bethlehem on a donkey, didn't they? False. Oh, false. We got another false out there. Doesn't say. We don't know how they got to from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Chances are, with Mary very pregnant, Joseph would have found some way of getting her there other than the pregnant waddle. And it's likely that it was on a donkey. And yet, once again, that's kind of been added to the story over the years. We don't know for sure. What about the answer to that one, we're going with false again. And what about the last one? Jesus. Does it mean God with us? True? Or false? Ah, okay. This is a tricky one. I wonder if you noticed that as we were reading Matthew's Gospel, he will be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus actually means the Lord saves. His parents were also told to call him Emmanuel. Now, I don't know if that's what they called him when they were angry. No, I don't know. I don't know when they called him Emmanuel, but it's Emmanuel that means God with us. And so Jesus does not mean God with us. That one is false as well. That was a bit of a trick one. So false. They're all false. So how'd you go? Anyone get 4 out of 4? A few people did. Not many. Not many. It's pretty tricky, isn't it? We think we know what Christmas is all about, but maybe we don't. Now, think back to that video. That was interesting, wasn't it? Listening to what people said Christmas meant to them. What was the most popular response? It was overwhelming. Family. That's right. Christmas is all about family and spending time with family. You know, I think I would have to give those people a big bump as well. Christmas is, in fact, not all about family. And the thing about Christmas is we don't get to choose what it's about. You know, did you notice the question, well, what does Christmas mean to you? Those last two words are dangerous words, aren't they? It's as if we get to make everything up for ourselves. You know, what we read this morning is that Christmas actually happened. You know, that it happened in time and space. It happened because God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son to be born in that way at that time to save his people from their sins. It actually happened. It's true. And we don't get to choose that truth for ourselves. God does. It's a gift. Just like the presents that you've opened up this morning, or you will open up later in the day, it's a gift. You don't get to open those presents. Did anyone get a shirt today? Anyone get a shirt so far? Yep. Yeah. Anyone wearing it? Stand up. Stand up. Excellent. That is a nice shirt. Now, Julian, when you opened up your shirt this morning, did you say, "Oh, what a great PlayStation"? No. Of course you didn't, because it's obvious that it's not a PlayStation. You don't get to choose what your gift is. Somebody else chose that for you, and you just recognize it for what it is. It's a shirt. I'm glad you didn't come wearing a PlayStation this morning. That would be silly, wouldn't it? And it would be just as silly of us to think that we can make up what Christmas is all about. You know, it is great at Christmas time to spend time with family and friends. I'm really looking forward to spending time with family and friends at lunchtime today and over the coming week. But you know what, and I don't mean to offend anyone that's coming over today, but the good news of Christmas is not that I get to spend time with you, but that God is with us. God came to be with us when he sent Jesus. And I will take his company over yours anytime. That's the good news of Christmas. If I have him, I have the best gift. It's great to spend it with others as well, but it's most important we remember to spend it with the gift, Jesus himself, that we can know him, isn't it? It's great to receive gifts at Christmas time. That's one of the great things about Christmas. The people in the video talked about it. You've enjoyed it already. It's great to open those presents, rip the wrapping off and go, "Excellent, just what I always wanted," or something like that. But you know what? Those gifts are nothing compared to the real gift that we remember at Christmas time, the gift of Jesus himself. Jesus himself, God with us, sent to save us from our sin and give us forgiveness and eternal life. How good is that gift? So let's remember to celebrate that gift above all as we tear the wrapping off all our other gifts as well. So I hope you really enjoy your Christmas. I hope you really enjoy each other's company. I hope you really enjoy the good food. I hope you really enjoy time off, if that is your privilege. But I hope most of all that you enjoy Jesus, the Lord saves, Emmanuel, God with us this Christmas. How about we pray that we would? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Father, we know for sure that Christmas would really be nothing without him. We could make something up, but it would be empty. So we thank you for a full Christmas where we learn that you became a man in the person of Jesus, that you sent your son Jesus into the world to save us from our sin, that you could live with us and we could know you and live with you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's such good news. We're going to sing one last carol together about this good news, and it's Joy to the World. Kids, you've done so well this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's stand, everyone. We'll sing Joy to the World.